This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. By the end of this month, a group working to address the disproportionate effect COVID-19 has had on African Americans in Ohio is expected to issue its final recommendations. The Minority Health Strike Force was appointed by Governor Mike DeWine in April. Some have criticized how long it's taken for these recommendations to come to fruition, but one member of the group says it's been taking its time to refine the recommendations so they are actionable. Dr. Charles Modlin is a surgeon and urologist at Cleveland Clinic who heads the clinic's Minority Men's Health Center. He chairs the Education and Outreach Subcommittee of the Strike Force.
This is not just about COVID. It's not going to These recommendations also recognize that we have to address the chronic health conditions, the healthcare disparities, the social determinants of health that disadvantage, you know, minority populations and make them more susceptible to acquiring and dying from COVID.
Are you concerned at all with how long it's taken and maybe some of the language that has been used by the governor? Because some state legislators feel like he has not fully acknowledged the role of racism in these health disparities. Do you see a role there? And do you want the governor to more readily acknowledge that?
You know, race and racism, you know, we understand is a social determinant of health. It's a public health crisis, basically. It leads to distrust of the healthcare system. It leads to many minorities not wanting to go to get screened. It leads to, you know, decreased access to the healthcare system. I think the governor actually does recognize that race and racism play a role in terms of ultimate health outcomes. I think the whole country is more aware now than ever before, given some of the recent occurrences in Minnesota and now occurring across the entire nation. One thing that the strike force is doing, we're looking throughout the state to look at best practices that are working to better engage minority populations to undergo preventative health screenings, adopt healthier lifestyles whenever possible. We understand this is not all, you know, the fault of the individual. It's the social determinants, the environments and living conditions and poverty conditions in which they find themselves in many situations. But we have to empower individuals to with the knowledge and the health literacy to understand that collectively we can work together. So I would say the governor is understands. I'm not so sure that everybody, every leader, every elected official in the United States understands, but I think we're moving in the right direction in the state of Ohio.
Speaking of elected officials, there is a state senator who was a physician. I guess he still is a physician, but has lost his position. But he made a comment in a committee hearing that was an ignorant comment that is kind of indicative, potentially, of why minorities may not seek the care because they're not treated in a healthcare setting in a respectful way. I guess, what's your reaction to what was said, and how problematic is it that this person is an elected official in Ohio?
Sure. And you know, I mean, I think a lot of these comments may have been pervasive. I mean, you know, not just now, but before we didn't necessarily have, you know, public television, cable television, you know, 24-hour news cycles, social media, to really be aware of what was going on and what was being said, you know, in private situations. You know, he made a comment about the hand washing, maybe, you know, just kind of a blanket statement. And you know, again, it's unfortunate. A lot of individuals from the minority community, like you said, do not trust hospitals, healthcare system, healthcare institutions, medical researchers, because they do feel like they are going to be disrespected, used as guinea pigs. And there's, in many instances, maybe healthcare providers are not culturally competent, culturally sensitive. And you know, if you don't have culturally competent healthcare providers, that will interfere with the communication between the patient and the physician or, you know, the caregivers. We have to ensure that our elected officials are culturally competent and understand that what they say can have, you know, devastating effects, lasting effects, it can affect the behavior, you know, of people who hear what they say, turn people off, dissuade people from seeking healthcare opportunities that are available.
Dr. Charles Modlin of the Cleveland Clinic is a member of the governor's minority strike force on COVID-19. Modlin says cultural competence and implicit bias training will be included in the strike force's recommendations. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.